Michael Archer, there is no need for this.
Where is she, Porik? Where is she?
Senjin, if you would cease hitting me.
Why are you here, and where the hell is she?
Cease. I mean no harm.
Well, I do, you mother...
Mike, stop this now. Listen to me.
Why would I listen to you, Phesmer? Last time we listened to you, you led us a week off course and got Zana killed.
I know, Porik, and your attempts to intimidate him will only make him angry.
Angry? I'll show you angry. Tell me where she is, or...
Ooh. Mike!
You should have listened to my brother.
Bastard.
Mike, are you okay?
I'll take his other hand.
Why are you here, Porik?
I believe that Shauna is in great danger.
Whose fault is that?
I fear I may have been wrong about a great many things.
What kind of danger?
I cannot say for certain. Orin has plans for her that I have always known, yet I fear that there are people who have designs of their own. People who intend to use her as a pawn.
People other than you, you mean?
She was never a pawn to me.
So what? You just left her there? To fend for herself?
I barely escaped with my life. I will need your help in saving Shauna.
Why should we help you? We know where Sansa is. We can save her ourselves.
Mike speaks truth. We have needed no assistance thus far.
You saunter into the heart of your enemy's territory with only the paltry intelligence your hunter spies were permitted to obtain? To think our father sired such a fool.
Hunter? How did you...
I have known of your organization longer than you have lived, little brother. Do you believe I placed Archon to monitor you alone, even after what you have learned of your mentor Zana? Now, will you listen to what I have to tell you? The journey to Sansa is long, and we have little time to waste.
Aoedita, are you well?
Better. Chakra and DO5 for your patience this week past.
I have wondered, what did you and Targanone discuss? Before we left Velia, when he took you aside after the service?
Well, that was complicated.
Tonight we must apprise Archon of our plans for Sansa.
Archon Soli, the others...
Should remain ignorant for the present. It will be best for all.
They are not hunters, yet they should be told at some point.
Are we there yet?
Does it appear as if we are?
The village is just over the next hill.
I really hope there's an inn. I'd kill for a B&B.
There are a few pilgrims this season, and we will have no trouble finding lodging.
Praise Norum.
I want a pilgrim out of here. Jeez, thought Ohio was depressing.
Centuries ago, this was verdant, fertile ground. Poets still verse about the highlands of Verat as a metaphor for pastoral beauty.
These are the highlands of Verat?
For what now?
The Battle of Mutasella may have been the bloodiest battle Amarand has ever seen. Yet the battles of Verat were the most tragic.
Because this used to be an Amish paradise, and now it's... this? So, who won? You guys are the good guys.
Look about you, Mike. Nobody won.
It is a cold night.
It will grow only colder as we venture into the mountains.
Why are you helping us, Porik?
I have told you.
Only what you want. I need to know that we can trust you. Why are you ready to cast aside your life for a single girl?
For her, I have already cast all aside. The life I have known is forfeit. Though after experiencing anew the politics of Sansa, I am uncertain that I have lost anything of value. The order has been filled by those seeking only to grow their own power. They corrupt the teachings.
Do you still believe?
I believe in the message. Yet I have lost faith in the messengers. In his silence, Orin has allowed his followers to go astray. They have forgotten the path.
What happened?
There was an assassination attempt on Shauna. Staged, no doubt. A purge of all those thought to be responsible occurred. This was not justice. Merely a removal of obstacles. All obstacles.
And someone decided you were an obstacle?
Correct. Though this is not about them or about me. This is about saving Shauna from those who would treat her as a weapon, a tool. And in the process, perhaps I will begin to atone for leading her into that nest of Graian.
You seem troubled, Jareth. You have scarcely spoken in days.
I am troubled.
May I assist you? Perhaps teaching me more of Odin will help to distract you. I am eager to learn more.
That is precisely the problem, Archon.
What do you mean?
Ritual magic is broken. I can no longer use it in clear conscience.
Broken? How can ritual magic be broken?
It comes down to the nature of Theoden.
Hey, Catherine, you awake in there?
What is it, Mike?
Can we talk?
What?
Can I come in? We need to talk about what happened in Velia.
What is there to talk about? It was a mistake. We knew it then, we know it now, and nothing has changed.
But what if it wasn't? We've been through so much and...
Yeah, and what of it?
Huh?
What happens when we get Shauna back? Answer me that.
I don't know what you...
Just leave it. We're friends, okay?
What if we're more?
Go to bed, Mike. Be realistic, Mike. We're on a mountain pass. There was a landslide. We are never getting the horses through that. We need to go back.
Back is not west, Catherine.
Meek, it is foolishness to stubbornly continue.
Can't some of you magic types just clear this out?
You know that I have ceased using OD.
Even if Jareth were still using OD, the sheer power needed to move that much ice and rock would be beyond us.
Well then, I guess it's time to walk. Take care, Bona.
Mike? Where do you think you're going?
West.
Damn it, Mike.
He should not go alone.
Ben Southway. I will go with him. If there is a problem, Dita and I still have our speaking bells.
Mike! Wait!
What do you want?
I am accompanying you.
Fine.
Do you truly believe Einorim's words were so literal?
I'm not taking any more chances. I'm not having another Velia.
That was not your fault, Mike.
Oh, I know that. I think we all know whose fault that was.
You blame me?
Shouldn't I?
Mike, I...
You lied to us, Vesemir. If Catherine and I didn't need you guys, I'd have been very happy to leave you in Velia.
Mike...
No. I don't want your apologies. You know, this hunter thing sounds pretty okay. If you'd just told us all at the beginning, Zana might still be alive.
I was trying to protect you.
Protect me? Protect yourself, more like it.
What would I have to protect myself against?
Me? Us? You wanted to play the head honcho this time, didn't you? Bring us back to help you on your little project.
Perhaps I did. I called out for help, and what was delivered? More ruination of my life. Yet I thought, this time, we could truly work together. I had hoped that you, who exist outside this system, might see truth, but no. All you care about is your own troubles, and damn the consequences.
Hey, if you wanted help, you had months to ask. But you never did, so don't bitch about it now.
And would there have been any merit to that request? Would you ever have given it any honest consideration?
Help me with this rock.
When we find Shauna, what are you going to do? What if she wants to stay?
If she really wants to... And that's her right.
I do not think you understand what it could mean to have someone of Shauna's power working for the Legion.
And I don't think you understand that I don't care. I'm not trying to keep the Legion from getting its shiny new toy. I'm trying to save our
friend. I want to save Shauna as well, yet the hunters need...
You need to get your head straight. Are you here to save Shona, or are you here for your little revolution?
Both!
What if you can't do both, Vesmer? When the chips are down, whose side will you be on?
My own, Mike, as ever.
Just don't be the villain, Fez. If it's you standing in our way, I'll have no problem taking you down.
Then we are agreed at last.
Pass me some more of that mushroom-flavored cardboard.
It is called humi bread, a staple in Sansa. The flour is made from a moss that grows on the rocky walls of the valley below, and...
I don't need a lecture, just something to sop up this gravy.
Mike, don't be rude. The food is fine, Porek. Chagrin Diofi.
Oh, the love of... I can't do this anymore.
Meek?
I'm through pretending to be okay with this. How can you all just sit here and be like, oh, thank you for the dinner, guy who kidnapped Shauna. Lovely cardboard and glop. What's wrong with you people?
Now is not the time for this.
Then when is? When is it time to discuss the fact that he was going to kill us without a moment's hesitation back during our first lovely meeting? Or have you all completely glossed over the fact that he's a murderer?
Meek, please.
No, Archon. Or have you forgotten what he made you do?
What my parents made me do.
Yeah, for him. Listen, guys, we're almost at Sansa. You can see the lights if you climb up over those rocks there. I know, I looked. And guess what direction it's in? We don't need this Joker. You can't trust him, no matter who he's related to.
That is too far, Mike!
No, I know him, help me, but Mike is right. Whatever you may say, Porek, you have wronged us, and we cannot trust you.
Everything I have done because I understood it to be the right thing. Everything!
And look how well that turned out, Captain Hook.
You ignorant Sharnay. I have tried to be tolerant. I have tried to be contrite. Now I am beginning to wish I had killed you when I had the chance.
Enough! You, all of you, claim to be after the same thing, saving your Shauna. Yet all you do is argue and pout and lie to each other. I have seen stronger friendships amongst feral crawlhounds fighting over scraps of meat. You!
Me?
You want nothing more than to rescue your friend. You have trekked for months, endured all manner of hardships solely to find this woman.
Yeah?
But you will not accept the aid of one with whom you have grievances, despite the fact that he has been nothing but forthcoming.
But...
Nothing. At this moment, he is not your enemy. When we find your friend, do what you will to each other. Yet, for now, accept the aid freely given.
Chagrandio.
I am not finished. I do not trust you, Porek. I accept your knowledge because it is privileged, and I accept your intent on Fesmer's intuition. I will fight alongside you, without hesitation, as long as you stand with us. Yet, you are a traitor, many times over. If you even consider turning on us, as you have with everything else in your life, I will not hesitate to slide my dagger into the base of your skull. You will be dead before mustering even a glimmer of your fearsome OD. Am I understood? Good. Now, we shall all be friends. From this point until we have left Sansa safely behind, whatever the result. Would you pass the humi bread?
So, this is Sansa.
Huh. I thought it would be bigger.
The Legion and the Brotherhood are widely distributed. Sansa is primarily a symbol. In any case, it would be difficult to fit any more city into this valley.
Oh, I didn't mean that in a bad way. It looks nice.
And that big Frankenstein building is where Shauna is?
No, that is the Citadel. She is likely in Nidagorum, the building with the dome, there.
The other one's further west.
We will have to cease marching west at some point, Meek.
No wonder why none have captured it. So difficult a journey for so little tactical gain.
It is good, then, that gain is not our intent. Now that you have seen the city, have you any concerns about the plan?
Do not be worried. Here, take these. Contact the others. Proceed as planned.
Of course.
So, how are we going to do this?
We've only been talking about it for days.
Exactly. We've been talking about it. But now we have to do something.
Mike is right. We have not truly agreed on a tangible plan. Have we given any more thought to my proposal?
As much as I dislike the idea of separating, I believe Fesmer's suggestion has merit.
As do I. I have been examining his maps, and Porik's avenue of infiltration should work. Yet we will need a means to cover our escape.
Well, I don't like it at all. What if people get hurt?
By smoke? It will merely scare people.
The substances used in these devices are perfectly natural, Catherine, and they do not produce heat.
I know how a smoke bomb works, but I've got a bad feeling about...
Oh, Jesus, do you really want to jinx all of us?
Yes, as in the movie.
The what?
Oh, it was marvelous. Meek showed it to me many times. There was a golden jester, and a very hairy savage, and an evil mage in black armor, and...
We all understand your concern, Catherine. This is a rescue, not a siege. Correct, Fesmer?
Yes, of course.
Here is where we must part ways.
That's where we're going?
Yes. It will not be entirely pleasant, yet...
Hey, it's west, and therefore, the best.
I don't think you'll need the rope and all that gear, Jareth.
Without my magic... Well, let us simply say I would prefer to have it and not need it than the opposite. Are you certain the horses will be safe back there?
They have plenty of forage and water, and we should only be gone for a few hours.
And if we do not return, I suppose they have little to fear from the Legion. Horses do not have politics.
Fesmer, may I speak with you for a moment?
Of course. What is it, Porik?
If things go wrong anywhere, it will be here, and... I have enjoyed getting to know you on this journey. A box in Wofai.
Do not feed me your Bensa.
What?
You have known where I was my entire life, and at any moment, you could have revealed yourself to Mother and me. Do you have any conception of how thoroughly she was destroyed by the death of you and Father? And you were content merely to spy on me for the Brotherhood? No, Porik. It is too late to pretend we are true brothers.
I never spied on you for the Brotherhood, Fesmer.
Fine, then. Out of a sense of voyeurism.
I was keeping you safe, Fesmer. The cult of the Mother would never have stood by if they found someone using their magic independently.
What a way to keep your family safe. How noble it was of you to keep secrets.
It was the only way, Fesmer. You are alive today solely by virtue of my silence. You were the secret.
Thanks for giving me a hand with this stuff, Argon.
Someone in each group should know where these supplies are.
Yeah, we can't really mark the spot. Guess we don't want the Legionnaires finding these. There's enough stuff to keep us alive in the mountains for days. It'd be pretty suspicious if they find it. Can't risk our safety net in case things go pear-shaped.
I wish you would not describe things as looking like a pear when they are bad. I like pears.
Oh, wait. I almost forgot something. There we are.
What did you just put in your pockets?
It's a surprise. All right, let's head back.
Would pears have grown here if I had brought some back?
Probably would have wound up like kudzu. Pears growing everywhere, choking all the poor little Nepe and Bazda.
Meek?
What happens when we find Shauna?
Yes.
That depends on her, really. The important thing is that we get to her. We need to be sure she has a choice.
None of us have had very much choice in this, have we?
No.
Will you return to Boston with Shauna?
I don't really know. To tell the truth, I don't know. I don't really have anything there, but I don't have anything here either. I mean, all of you have a cause or something. Even Catherine seems to have taken a shine to this place. I just don't fit in either world.
You have friends.
I don't want to sound cynical, but I'm starting to wonder. Jareth and I have never gotten along. Fesmer's pretty much a totally different person. Catherine and I have never been friends, and now things have gotten really awkward. And Zana.
What of me?
What?
Are we still friends?
What? Of course we are. Aren't we? I mean, I know we had something going a while ago, but going back to Earth? Well, I didn't think that you...
We could not have had that sort of relationship under the circumstances. By the time I began to adapt, well, as he said, the instance had passed. But since we returned, I think I have not behaved as a very good friend.
It's okay, Archon. It's been a weird, trying time for all of us.
No, it is not okay. You took care of me for months. You did not have to do so, yet you did.
Hey, just returning the favor.
Was that truly all?
What? No, I mean, that's what friends do. They help each other out when they're in a bind. That's what all this is about. Now Shauna's the one in a bind. She deserves at least a choice, and to know she has friends.
A choice?
There you guys are. Come on, we're ready to go.
Awesome, time for some sewer spelunking.
Are you prepared, Archon?
I am.
Very well. I hope to meet the rest of you as planned.
Okay, go time.
One more thing, before this all begins.
Yeah?
Thank you for being my friend, Mike.
My pleasure.
Dita, you are bringing Zana's bow. Do you think you will need it?
I am bringing my bow, and yes. There is still time to turn back, Archon.
No. This is my choice.
Ripe in here.
Hold something over your mouth, Mike.
Well, that's a very minor improvement.
Oh, fascinating. The entirety of Sansa sits on this undercity?
Yes. When the old city was built, Oren excavated a network of peats and ditches over which the roads and buildings grew. Sansa has the most complete sewer system in the known world, not to mention the hundreds of storerooms, workhouses, and so forth that make up for the limited space above. There are even channels in the reservoirs for the hot springs, which keep the city from freezing in the winter.
I had wondered, but I suspected it was done with passive magic of some sort.
And will we be walking through these sewers the entire way?
No. In fact, we exit here. This door leads to the underchambers.
Good, because we were going a little too northwest.
That's not much better.
Everything is moldy.
I do not think anyone has been down here for decades, save for me, through here.
Well, that's a little better. So, are we just going to stroll through all this?
This area of the Undercity is almost entirely unused and unmonitored. It is a maze of storerooms.
And you escaped Sansa through this maze?
It was easy for me to hide down here until they stopped looking for me.
They gave up?
No, they assumed I had already escaped and began searching the paths around the city. When I did leave, they were so dispersed that it was easy to evade them. It allowed me time to heal my injuries as well. Running quickly is not the only way to escape pursuers. Running thoughtfully is much better. Come, through here is a hallway. Stay quiet and keep your senses wide.
Are those heads?
What?
Up along the walls, on these spikes.
How barbaric.
If you required any further proof that these are people who must be stopped.
There it is, the beggar's port. I thought it was not supposed to be guarded.
He does not look like much of a guard. He looks as if he is a day away from retirement. I have been around Mike for too long.
He appears to be falling asleep.
Still, Porik said that this gate is woven with spells that could collapse it at a moment's notice. Tread lightly, assume nothing.
Perhaps we could sneak up on him?
No need. I have the bow.
Wait, I have an idea. I am not sure it will work, but I have been practicing with Odie, and
we should not...
No. Try it, Archon.
Very well.
What is...
Shh.
He sleeps.
Remarkable, Archon. What was that?
It is a song from Mike's world. A sort of mother's magic that encourages babies to sleep. I simply used Odi to strengthen it.
How long will he sleep?
I do not know. We should hurry.
Keep an arrow knocked, Dita. This is a heavy door. Watch him. It may...
What? You shot him! Why did you do that?
It had to be done.
But you killed him! He was just one man, an old man!
We could not take chances. He could have collapsed his gates, and then where would we be?
What? Are you just going to kill everyone we encounter to remain in hiding?
What difference would it make?
Come now, we should be going. Here, Arkan, take these.
What difference would it make that you... Vesmer, these are not smoke bombs.
You did not tell them?
Tell us what?
Well, I was going to, but...
You did not tell them!
Tell us what?
You said you would tell them.
Well, I...
You promised me!
Tell us what?
If he will not tell you, I will. This is not only a rescue attempt for your friend, this is also the beginning to an invasion of Sansa.
So which one is it, left or right?
We're lost, aren't we?
We are not lost, are we?
Well...
Fine. Follow me.
Where are you going?
West.
Mike, you should not blindly... Wait, do not open!
What is this?
Look down there.
This is an observation deck for that laboratory.
It is not a laboratory. Now be quiet and keep... Silence! Go to ground!
What is...
Shh!
Through here is where all happens. Look on the rest of your life.
Not much for looking, is it? That where they...
Smart, yeah. Who's practiced Sally to get dust here?
A story if ever...
There will be time plenty for telling. Come. Through here is way to kill me.
Go, quickly!
What's wrong?
This is not a good place to be. Come! Pencilway, down!
First aid rail! Get the catch pole.
How often do they...
These days? Hardly at all. Every several weeks.
Weeks? Can we stop that noise?
It will stop.
Borek. What? Shh.
So all we do is...
I sit about for that bell. There is much sitting on this post. You need a thing for doing.
I think it comes. A thing?
Pastime. I knit.
Knit?
What is going on?
Keep your head down.
They're looking towards the hole in the wall and... Jesus!
I know him.
Exactly. Now, grab it. Knit darn like him.
No.
But it's just a little girl.
Nay, it only looks like a vin. Not with your hand! Never touch him!
What are they doing to that poor girl? Why is she gagged?
We have to help her. We have to do nothing. That is not a little girl. Stay down.
Just so. Now push it onto the rack. We don't need to be holding her for the whole change. We got the rack for a reason.
It looks so like a... Is it really?
A debtor. Come back. Well, I never seen my grandmother, if you catch.
That's... An Einorum?
I think it's just a thing from another place. Looks lust-like, but not in truth.
That is not possible.
Just a fake man that makes interesting noises for a while. They listen to it good for a bit, but then it starts to change over much, and they toss it down to us.
You can never unsee what you are about to watch, friends.
Is it cold here?
It starts.
This is horrible.
Tark, some yard creel took knot on the gag. And now we're going to have to hear the blather.
What did you say?
Is it prophecy?
Nothing of use. Before they send it to us, they ask it questions and get some interesting things for a dime. But now it just reads whomever it's near.
Us?
Ha! You are here because you have no future. Yeah, it's people up in the streets. Creatures, all dead. Unfocused blether.
This is not right. This should not be happening.
Big heads, record the blether in case. Up there.
Down!
There? Not much use, is it?
Yeah. These never speak useful by the time to get here.
It is getting colder.
I think the blether is the last of their world leaking out. The cold is their try to replace it. suck all the warmth out of a room. You touch, they drain your tachly.
And when they're done, all's left is...
You're like a Wrigley on the beach.
A what?
When I was a wee in Toulon, the Wrigley should swim by every year. In the ocean, they look the prettiest little parasols. But out of the water, they're nothing but a little goo ball. Their water leaks out and they're just sad, shriveled things. But they ain't dead. You can throw them back in and they get better. These uns. What your tackle is made of is like water to the English. Only these enorm, they can never get better once they're turned into undying.
What?
Did you hear? Sounded like from this.
Run!
I understand.
Mike!
What?
Hold!
Upon
worlds one dies and all follow. All shall follow. Worlds upon worlds one dies and all follow. All shall
I thought you learned from Mike's fall that these spell bombs were not a good idea.
I learned from Mike's fall that spell bombs in the hands of Mike were not a good idea. In any case, these are different. Until I activate the detonation spell, these are merely sticky bags of powder. In their current state, they are harmless and undetectable. Do not worry.
How can I not? Perhaps I would worry less if you had told me before now.
Agreed. Fesmer was supposed to have done so already.
They did not need to know. Why do you feel so strongly about this, Dita? What could they have done to help us?
I do not appreciate your casual regard of the truth, Fesmer. Archon, you understand the plan?
Well, yes, I understand what I have been told.
But?
It seems that we might injure a great deal of innocent people.
Innocents like those who displayed their victims' heads on the city walls?
There are no innocents in Sansa, Archon. Every person here is a servant of Orin.
I was once of the Legion.
And I am glad that you have opened your eyes to truth.
We need to move.
Tonight we start a new chapter, Archon. We have been hunters of truth, but tonight we are bringers of truth. Our actions will force free the grip of Orin and the minds of the people.
Sadwin Sabinayan. Relax, Archon. We are but three unremarkable pilgrims. Down this way. Our first target is close. There.
But that is a tavern.
Dita?
No. It is a Legion officer's club.
I see many without uniforms. Are you certain?
I am.
Archon, you go down that alley. If there is a rear entrance, place the charge there.
Fesmer is right, Archon. These people made their choice. Now make yours. Okay. Door. So I... And... I know him, forgive me.
Archon, here. The next target is down that street.
Benza, way!
Him.
This changes nothing but our pace. Hurry!
I think we lost them.
I think? Or no? Hold on. Some of us aren't used to running at this altitude.
Very well.
Porek, what did we just see?
The death of an Ainorum The birth of an undying.
How is that possible?
I thought Ainorum were ancestor spirits, not scared little girls.
I thought the undying were zombies, not... whatever.
Zombie?
I thought you could only talk to Ainorum at Draenor.
I do not know much more than you do. The nature of the undying is not discussed. When I was hiding down here, I stumbled across a transformation, just as we did this time. After, I snuck into one of the libraries. I had to know more about what I saw. There is a ritual that allows Orin's Chosen to reach into the world of Ainorum and pull one into our world. When that entity is summoned, they are able to ask it questions and receive a sort of answer before something happens to them and they break down, becoming a shell, an undying.
Were all undying once Ainorum?
I do not think so. If undying take hold of a person, they drain that person's Tagli, making them a husk of a being.
That's so horrible.
So what are the Ainorum?
I do not know. I do not think they are the dead, however. Come, we have tarried too long. The way is clear.
The Ainorum. This one, or the one you saw last time. Did it say anything to you?
How? Yes. The first one said something.
But it wasn't what it said, more what it was trying to say.
Correct.
Is that how you found us?
After I heard it speak, I knew I had to go to Velia. I do not know why or even how exactly, yet it did lead me to you. I take it you heard something in the Ainorum's words?
Yeah.
But you have no idea what it meant?
Just sort of a sense. Something I'll have to do. But I'm not really sure what or when.
I suspect in time this will become clear for all of us.
Man, I hope so. There's still all kinds of loose threads here.
Curse these patrols.
They do not seem to know we are here, though.
Remind me to Grendi, my brother, all the same.
How many more targets?
Only two. Come. Here.
Got it.
Keep moving. Hold.
What is it?
Sentries.
Two of them.
Can we get around them?
I do not think so. They have a clear view of our target.
Perhaps we should abandon this one.
No!
Arkhan may be right. With all the patrols, I dare not use magic.
We will not abandon this one. My father was adamant.
But why? It is merely a residence.
It's not the residence, but the resident. Drisosayan of the Cult of the Mother. The woman who, years ago, signed the order under which your father slew my namesake.
Revenge? I thought we did not have time for personal matters.
Very well, Dita. How do we do this?
I will deal with the sentries.
How?
You forget. My mother has a grievance with this man as well.
Finally, fresh air.
Stay on your guard.
You! Hold!
Run!
After them!
Clear the way!
So tired of running!
Oh, you're kidding me.
Legionnaires on Waloran. Coming this way. Porik!
Scatter!
Deja vu.
What?
We've done this before.
Ha! So we have.
He's gaining.
I have an idea. Take this end of my rope.
What? Oh, I get it. But my hands.
Wrap it around your wrists. Quick! On my signal, stop and pull hard! Now!
Rope burn.
Another one!
Hey, that velour is still intact. Help me straighten it out. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I hope not.
Hop on back, pretty boy, and let's show those legionnaires how it's done!
believe I missed.
Dita. Walloran!
The alley!
Take this left. Or back that way.
Through here.
They're following us. Run!
We are cornered. Turn and fight. Arkan, support me.
Fight for OD. Extruso pass. Ha!
Run! Run! Shut it, Jared.
How can we go this fast? How can anything go this fast?
Are they still on us?
Yes, just a bit more, and...
I told you I'd get us away.
I'm going to fall off!
No, just grab onto my waist. Jared, I said my waist!
I think we lost them.
Over here. Oh, I know him.
Are you Renaf, Esmer?
No.
Foxenwolf, I can hardly believe I missed. I have never missed with that bow in weeks of practice.
I could have told you. Zana held no grudge.
Are you saying that was Zana's will?
I am saying precisely that.
Nonsense.
I understand the desire for revenge on the Legion, yet I do not think that is what Zana would have wanted of us.
Auron needs to be stopped.
You're correct. The Legion needs to be torn down, though not to satisfy her anger.
Perhaps you are right, Arkan. Come, we must continue towards the others.
The area is clear.
Where are the others?
Perhaps they are captured.
Not my brother. His party may have set off the alarms, yet I am sure that he could slip out of any trouble.
I shall take that as a compliment.
Porik, you are safe! Dita, lower your bow. Porik, where are the others?
We were separated.
I hope they are Rana.
What happened, Porik? Why did the alarm go off? Do not!
Will this never cease?
Get into hiding. I will...
Wait. Listen.
Slow down! Sinjin, slow down!
We're almost there.
We are going too fast!
No one likes a backseat driver, Jareth.
There it is!
Oh, what do you know? I killed it.
Catherine!
Jareth!
I am alive! Ha!
We weren't even going that fast, Jareth. 70 max.
It is Rana, Jareth. The first time Mike drove me in a car, I thought I would die as well.
It was invigorating, to say the least.
You can pilot a Walor? Fascinating.
Where are you followed? I lost them a while ago. I drove around a bit just to be sure. Hey, where's Mike?
We were separated during our flight.
He probably went west.
We are nearly to Nidogorim. We should not wait any longer. If Mike is following his own compass...
Plus, the longer we hang around, the more likely we are to wind up deeper in...
Halt! You are surrounded!
Trouble.
This. I need to work on my one-liners.
You, what are you doing here?
I got lost.
Civilians are not allowed in Nidogorim.
I was looking for Shauna Brown.
Rael Noah, Horan's name. Will you people stop this foolishness? Every day I have to toss out one of your Antanaman. The chosen one does not take visitors.
Grandi.
Get out of my sight.
Yes, Valo, I'll be on my way.
Stop him!
All right, give up. I have you. This man attacked me.
Sorry? Now we're even, right, guys?
Search him.
That tickles.
What's this pout?
That? It's a surprise.
Pebbles?
Why don't you take a closer look?
Wait!
Get off of me! And stay down! Give me back my bag of Teoden. Suckers thought they could take me.
Over there!
Crap. Game time, Archer. Gotta find Sean. I can't get caught again.
He went this way.
West, 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 west!
Mike?
Thank you for listening to Second Shift, a production of Blue Sky Red Entertainment. Episode 27, Promises, was written by Mike Hunter and John Tanzer and edited by Missy Serby. It was directed by Brad Smith with production assistance by Shelley McCaskill. The voice actors in order of audience were Neil Marsh as Porik, Mike Hunter as Mike, Ari Herbstman as Fesmer, Alexandria Gist as Catherine, Christina Milotowicz as Dita, Brad Smith as Jareth, Julia Lunetta as Archon, James Scheffler and Doug Miller as the Ainorum Handlers, Kat Davis as the Ainorum, and Becky Harrington Davis as Shauna. Additional voices were provided by Jenny Gutbazal, Mike McAfee, Galen Silversmith, and Christina Milotowicz. Post-production was performed by Brad Smith and Kim Poole of the Warped Space Podcast, available at warpd-space.com. With audio mastering by Brad Smith. Original music is composed by Tibben Weinstock. The technical producer for Second Shift is Brad Smith, and the administrative producer is Becky Harrington Davis. The creator and executive producer of Second Shift is Andrea Jennifer Schubert. For more information or to join our listener community, please visit our website at secondshiftpodcast.com. Second Shift is copyright 2011 Blue Sky Red Design.
Make sure that the levels are about the same on each mic.
Loud line.
Soft line.
Soft.
Very, very soft. And a medium line. Okay, now.
Tonight we must appraise Archon of our plans for Sansa.
Yes.
What did I say?
Appraise.
You gotta stop appraising.
See how valuable our plans are. What do you think? Are our plans valuable?
You're appraising me.
Yeah, you're appraising Archon.
Not bad.
You're for cheap, honey.
Tonight we must appraise Archon of our
prize.
Appraise.
Appraise.
There's no second A in that word, dude.
Appraise.
Oh my god.
A prize.
The Ari blooper show. Like, there's going to be 20 minutes after the end of the episode.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Sorry. One more time. A prize. Tonight we must appraise.
God, I can't do this.
Okay. All right. I can do this.
Wow.
I don't
think you did that.
Tonight we must apprise.
There you go. Now do it without sounding exasperated.
Well, I'm supposed to sound exasperated, so it's good. Okay. Tonight we must apprise Archon of our plans. Oh, shut up! I finally did it!